Call the Agriculture Rural Development Conference Committee to order. We'll start off by having the clerk call the roll for those present.
I don't know, do I need to get you some more jobs to pay for that raise? Oh.
So somebody needs to mute, but Chair Sundin, can you hear us?
I can hear you fine.
Very good. We'll call the roll. Clerk will call the roll.
Senator Gary Dames.
Here.
Senator Andrew Lang.
Here.
Senator Bill Weber.
Here.
Senator Eakin.
Here.
Representative Sundin.
Present.
Representative Vang.
Present.
Representative Eklund. Representative Anderson.
Anderson, present.
Oh, and Senator Westrom.
Present. Members.
Representative Hansen is here too.
Representative Hansen is also present. Thank you, members. I'll pitch to Representative Sundin in just a moment, but our plan, we have an article to review with the council and the rural broadband section of the agreement, and then we'll open it up for discussion and adoption. So Rep. Sundin, Chair Sundin, do you want to make any comments before I have council proceed through, and then we'll have you make a motion after we do the walkthrough with council, if that works for you.
Thank you, Senator. I'd just like to thank everybody for their diligence on getting the broadband language before us. It's much appreciated and much needed throughout the state. Thank you.
Very good. And members, to that point, what we've got is agreement on the broadband provisions of the bill that originally were with the agriculture. We're also got the drought provision, and so those three sectors of the Ag and Rural Development Bill will be what we ultimately adopt and discuss first before we adopt it. So thanks, Chair Sundin, and to the House and members to working through this. At this point, we'll ask Council to walk through that. We'll start with Ms. Grunewald, and I assume you and the House have maybe worked out a way to walk through it, but I'll let you start to identify yourself for the record, please.
Mr. Chair and members, my name is Hannah Grunewald. I'm the fiscal analyst with Senate Council. And is that better, Mr. Chair? And I believe House Fiscal might be tied up with another committee, so it'll just be Senate staff walking through the spreadsheet, and then I believe we have House Research online as well. So when we turn it over to policy, they'll split it up. But I can begin with touching on the broadband pieces. First, the spreadsheet that's been provided in your packets combines all three areas that have been discussed. So the spreadsheet that I'm looking at is dated 5/21, printed at 5:27 p.m. And this shows the overall funding totals on lines 5 through 15. These three areas combined is a total increase of $50.9 million in fiscal year 22-23, and in fiscal year 24-25, it's an increase of $32.5 million. So that's, again, with all three areas combined. And I won't walk through what we've already discussed. So the first section here, agriculture, is representing Article 1 appropriations in the DE. So I'll skip over that. As we discussed it already, there's been no changes since yesterday's conference committee. The page 2 of the spreadsheet continues with Article 1 appropriations. Page 3 of the spreadsheet shows the drought agreement, Article 3. And then finally on page 4, the spreadsheet shows the broadband agreement under Article 4 of the DE. So I'll walk through each area here. First, on line 114 for the Office of Broadband, There's a $25 million general fund appropriation in fiscal year 23 and a $25 million appropriation in fiscal year 24. And both of those are one time and not ongoing. Then for non-general fund expenditures, you'll see on line 118, there's just a reference to $25 million being spent out of the broad border-to-border fund, but that's not an additional appropriation. It's just showing that there's going to be funding coming out of that fund. On line 119, you'll see that for the capital projects fund, federal dollars, the bill language in front of you appropriates $60.7 million to the border-to-border program. Then on line 120, in Article 4 of the bill, the infrastructure dollars from the federal act are distributed to the border-to-border program. And we know the state is receiving at least $1 million in this area. There's additional funding and formulas to be made at the federal level, so there will be more funding here. That's why it's not made as a line appropriation here, just because we don't know the entire total. And then on line 121, for the lower population density pilot program, up to $30 million can be spent for this of the federal dollars. On line 122, up to $15 million can be spent for the broadband line extension program. And finally, up to $15 million can be spent for comprehensive statewide mapping. So that wraps up the broadband article. I'll pause here for any questions from members. Otherwise, I'll turn it over to Ms. Painter.
Any questions, members? Ms. Grunewald, I'll start up. I think you might have just had a misspeak. You had indicated the state is receiving a minimum of $1 million. I think that's a minimum of $100 million, just for clarifying the record.
Mr. Chair and members, you are absolutely correct.
Okay,
I misspoke. $100 million.
Other questions, members? Representative Anderson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. That was also my question, but a little bit fuzzy yet on the exact makeup of that the line item of 120. Minimum, maximum, what can you give any parameters of what that number would be?
Ms. Grunewald?
So the federal dollars that is coming from IIJA, I'll have to look up the national totals under each program. There's a few new programs out of the IIJA, and there's a few established programs that are being funded. So as of right now, we know the state will be receiving $100 million. And that total number, though, is unknown. I don't know the parameters to which, but I can provide the committee national totals in a few minutes. I can look that up.
Other questions, members? Having none, why don't we continue on, Council? Who's doing the policy?
Mr. Chair, members, I'm Laura
Ms.
Painter.
Yes. Go ahead and identify yourself. Welcome.
Thank you.
And thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm Laura Painter. I'm the legislative analyst in the Senate Council. I'm going to be going through the broadband policy, which is in Article 5, starting on page 51. Section 1 establishes a broadband line extension program in the Department of Employment and Economic Development to award grants to extend broadband infrastructure to unserved locations. Subdivision 2 requires the department to develop a web portal to collect information. Subdivision 3 says that this information would then be shared with broadband service providers. Subdivision 4 establishes a reverse auction process and allows grants of up to $25,000 per extension. Then on the next page, subdivisions 5 and 6 describe what's in the required agreement. Moving on to section 2 on page 53. This allows the border-to-border account to be used for the broadband line extension program. And then finally, section 3, starting on page 53, allows broadband service providers to use existing utility easements for broadband installation. And there's provisions relating to notice, damage, and rights of way in that section. Thank you.
Very good. Any questions, members? Members, no further questions. Representative Sundin, if you have a motion, why don't we entertain a motion? And
I'm in conference.
Okay, as soon as the background chatter ends. Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move adoption of the Delete Everything Amendment quoted A22-0491.
Very good. Representative Sundin moves the Delete Everything Amendment. Members, any discussion on any section of this bill? This includes the Farmer Drought Relief section we went over yesterday, the ag section, as well as the rural broadband section. Any further questions? Having no further questions, the chair will take the vote. Okay. Members, just for simplicity, we'll do a roll call on the vote. The clerk will take the roll.
Mr. Chair, it's Nancy Conley.
Go ahead, Nancy.
Do we need to include in the motion that staff be directed to make the technical changes as necessary?
We do. I thought it was in the written, but why don't we have Representative Sundin or Ms. Painter, why don't you state for the record oral amendment to the motion that should
Mr.
be
included. Chair, I do have that, Mr. Chair. I have that verbiage in the final motion.
Representative Sundin, why don't you include it? Okay. Representative Sundin, what I'm understanding and discussion, we're going to just do a voice vote on the adoption of the report, and then we'll do a final motion to adopt it with the language that Nancy suggested we include for staff to make any technical corrections. So with that, no further discussion on the adoption of the DE amendment. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Turn your microphones on and your cameras on, members. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion prevails. Now to the final motion to adopt the conference committee report. Chair Sundin.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I renew my motion that the A22-0491 Delete Everything Amendment be adopted, and that staff be directed to prepare a conference committee report on House File 3240 and make any technical corrections as necessary.
Very good. Representative Sundin, to Representative Sundin's motion, members, any other discussion? Any other discussion? Having no further discussion, the clerk will take the roll.
Senator Westrum?
Westrum votes aye.
Senator Dames?
Dames votes aye.
Senator Lang?
Aye.
Senator Weber?
Weber votes aye.
Senator Eakin?
Aye.
Representative Sundin?
Aye.
Representative Vang?
Aye.
Representative Eklund? Representative Anderson?
Anderson, aye.
And Representative Hansen?
Aye.
The motion passes unanimously. Members, that concludes the business we have for the conference committee. Representative Sundin, any final comments before we adjourn?
It's been somewhat of a longer journey than probably necessary, but I think we hit on all the points. And had we had more money, it would have been a little more little better bill. So thank you for your time.
Very, very good. Representative Sundain, we got to remember all journeys lead to the destination you want to get to. So this was good. I appreciate that in your comments. Members, I think we've got a very strong, solid bill for state of Minnesota on all the fronts for farmers, for agriculture, for rural broadband, and the connectivity that's become so important in our lives. And so we can be, I think, proud as a conference committee to be a big piece of this policy and financing that will be moving forward. And so, members, I'm being told from staff, we just need to watch our email in the next short order, maybe 10 to 30 minutes, that you need to sign your name electronically to sign the conference committee report when it comes out, but it will be coming out very shortly. Please do that right away. If you can watch or have your staff watch, that would be helpful in expediting and getting this done tonight as soon as possible. So, Chair Sundain, thank you so much. Appreciated working with you and Chair Eklund and all the members of the conference committee from the House, members of the Senate as well. Thank you for your contribution and participation in this conference committee. With no further business, this conference committee meeting is adjourned.